Well, it's celebration time, everybody. Get out the noisemakers. Today is the 400th broadcast of Homecoming Radio. Wow. Truly amazing.
Wow.
Happy 400, Bill.
Yeah. And we're still here, William. And we thank all the stations on the network for sticking with us through these years. Did you ever believe we'd get this far, William?
Never.
Yeah. No. But here we is.
But he's like a turtle on a fence post.
Yeah. I did not get here by myself.
So once again, we welcome you to this incredible place called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It's the spot where the music gets acclaim and the chatter's never lame.
No.
And on this international...
Celebrate the Joy Day. Today is no ploy. We're going to celebrate the joy.
And dressed in a vinyl jogging suit with high heels, here he is, our congenial host, the man who loves a good celebration wherever he can find one.
Bill, to celebrate today, let me show you the way, Gaither.
And it's going to be a wonderful day of celebration as we go back and pay a visit to the first homecoming radio show ever. We'll play many of the same songs that we played on October the 1st,
2004.
Yeah, that long ago? Are you serious? The vocal band will be here, the Isaacs, and we'll talk to Gloria, the Tallies, and we have a classic moment with the Cathedrals.
And Russ is here, and Kim Hopper, and Gordon Mote, and the Bowlings, and it's going to be a great day of celebration.
Let's get it going, Bill.
No better way than Albert Brumley's old classic, I'll Fly Away.
Day here.
Oh, I guess so. And also, we have with us today, Karen Peck's going to help us over there.
Hey,
Karen,
there.
Are you ready to go? And Gordon, are you ready to go?
I am ready to go, but those heels don't match your purse.
Well, let's take it to our friend Anthony Berger, who was an integral part of this for a long, long time, and he's going to be playing Goodbye World Goodbye at 162 beats a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know how many nights, Kevin, you were there when Anthony would play that tune, and the smoke would come out. He had a smoke machine or something right in the middle of his tune.
Remember? Right in the middle, I know. Every night. How'd that happen?
I don't know. I think Mark Lowry is on that piano, under the piano, doing something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the vocal band, from the very beginning, we tried to get some tunes that were different than just Southern Gospel, and we were not contemporary. We didn't know what to call our group. This song actually was recorded, first of all, by the Homeland Harmony Quartet back in the early 50s.
Is that right?
And so we tried to figure out a way that the vocal band could do it. I still love the song, My Lord and I. Listen.
Well, we're gonna walk this road to glory, children. My Lord and I. We're gonna walk and tell the story, children. My Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory, children. My Lord and I. Yes, we're gonna walk this road to glory, children. My Lord and I. We're gonna walk and tell the story, children. My Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children.
My Lord and I. Yes, we're gonna walk this road to glory, children. My Lord and I. We're gonna walk and tell the story, children. My Lord and I.
Rain or shine, snow or sleet,
blessed Lord,
guide my feet.
We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children.
My Lord and I. Road to glory, my Lord and I. We're gonna walk and talk all the way to glory. Gonna walk and tell the blessed old story. Walk and talk all the way to glory, my Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory.
Some of you are pretending you don't hear this.
Now, we were not doing this at the beginning.
We were.
Kevin's smiling.
Well, guys, the Committee on All Things Nostalgic, meeting in Betsy Ross's living room in Philadelphia, has given us the Three Cheers Award.
Put it down, Betsy.
People insist on doing meaningless things,
that's us. Yeah.
So in honor of the award, here's the day. Substantialicious.
Substantialicious. My puppy's dog food is Substantialicious.
There you go.
Is that it?
I'll just save you the trouble, and thanks for needling Betsy Ross in there. Listen, Substantialicious. Yeah. Did I get that right? Okay, that's what I thought you said. Now, when something is less than or below stantialicious, we say it is substantialicious.
Yes. Sure you do.
Now, Stantialicious was one of four twins. They were nocturnal twins. And,
Well,
of course, he became the British Prime Minister between Neville Chamberlain and Winston Churchill. His leadership skills included servanthood, focused determination, and persistence, and holding your breath underwater.
You are not he well.
Unsuccessfully tried crossing the English Channel. There have been many who have since tried to imitate him, but they have come up substantialicious.
Oh, no, no, no. Kevin, you miss every week. Go ahead, Karen, give it to us quick.
Okay, it means weighing things on your tongue.
What?
Oh, certainly.
Weighing things on your
tongue.
Kevin's makes more sense.
That would keep me busy for a long time, weighing things on my tongue. Here are the Isaacs. Don't it make you want to go home?
And he tells about a river of life that flows beneath the throne, where we'll drink and live eternally in a mansion all our own. Oh, if that don't make you want to go, brother, if that don't make you want to go, sister, if that don't make you want to go to heaven, I don't know.
So cool. The Isaacs, Don't It Make You Want to Go, as we celebrate the 400th broadcast of Homecoming Radio.
Here's something to think about. Always celebrate your milestones as you're planning your next achievement.
Guys, we need to remind the folks about a couple of things that will help make their lives and their homes just a little better. How about Homecoming Magazine, Mark?
Well, it's a bi-monthly publication with great ideas, along with some insights, wit, and wisdom that will make a difference.
It'll make your house a better home. They'll be inspired and encouraged as they strive to make their lives just a little more livable.
Well, and then there's the Homecoming Concert Tour. I mean, that's always a special evening, always some very exciting musical moments that will last for a lifetime.
And you know what, Kevin? The present tour is the best one yet. The atmosphere is always electric and the music is wonderful. But if you don't believe me, come see for yourself. A live homecoming concert will make a difference in your life.
So Homecoming Magazine and a homecoming concert.
We'll try them both and your life will never be the same.
You know, people might like to know that Homecoming Radio is heard in 46 states all of the Canadian provinces, wow, and 45 satellite broadcasters, including XM Satellite,
yeah,
26 foreign countries, 506 outlets in Australia.
Whoa.
Covers,
wow,
the entire continent, and 5 satellite networks. That's pretty amazing.
That's a lot.
Almost 2,000 awesome stations, Bill. That's amazing. You're stuttering all over the world.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean, and to think that I'm your leader. I mean, it's just overwhelming, isn't it?
We bought him a T-shirt that said, "I'm their leader." Which way did they go?
Here is an old Dad Spear classic, and the entire homecoming bunch is singing it. It's called Heaven's Jubilee. I think that the Spear family was probably one of the first families, obviously, who did this, mm-hmm, but many people sing it today. Heaven's Jubilee on the 400 program.
That morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints arise, headed for that jubilee under in the sky. All that singing, all that shouting, shouting, all that happy morning when we all shall gladly rise. Oh, what a glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. And with all the heavenly hosts we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heck will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. All the world sings, singing, all the world shouting, shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall gladly rise. All the world glory, 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 when we meet our blessed Savior.
This is Dean with the Hoppers, and thanks for tuning in to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Keep listening.
Was that number right?
Yeah.
We've done 5,500 songs.
Yeah, plus. Yeah, a little over 5,500 tunes in all these 400
That's
shows.
That's amazing.
Not all at the same time, but...
Yeah.
How long have I been on this program?
You came in show 240.
So I've been on a couple hundred shows. I need to change my shirt.
The tallies. Somebody needs to testify.
Testify, oh, somebody ought to testify. I said, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify.
The Hebrew boys can testify how God took out the heat in the fiery fire. Come here, Daniel, what do you have?
Testify, oh, somebody ought to testify. For God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify.
been good to you.
Tell him his goodness.
You ought to testify.
Testify.
Can I get a witness?
Tell him his goodness.
Get up.
Get up. Testify.
Somebody shout glory.
Tell him his goodness.
Get up.
And it's time to go to the telephone and talk to a person, not just a person, yeah. And not just any person, a very, very special person, Gloria.
I hope you got her on speed dial.
Hello.
Hello, honey. How's your knee?
Well, I'm running around here like I wish spring would come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for those who might be tuning in, that's my wife.
I hope so. And who else would you say, hi, honey, how's your knee?
I hope you're not asking strange women how their knee goes.
And, you know, and for those who are wondering, Gloria just had knee surgery, but she's in rehab, and she's...
let's say therapy. I don't want people thinking Gloria Gaither's in rehab. Hang on a minute.
That's how those rumors get started right there.
The Lord knows you could have put her there, Bill.
we'll discuss that. I think that's going to have to be next.
But the truth is, you're doing very, very well with your therapy, right?
I am. I'm way ahead of schedule, according to the therapist and the doctors, and I get my staples out tomorrow. So you're going to hear some cheering way all the way from Indiana when that happens. I'm ready.
But you got to be careful about the airports now. When you go through the
security.
Yeah,
it's going to slow things down drastically.
I have a big neon sign that I can hang around my neck that says appliance entering here.
Well, one advantage though, you'll get frisked more often. So that's it.
Well, as long as I just stick with my knee, I'm.
pretty good. You know what? This might be a good moment to ask you what a wonderful caregiver this this old partner of 48 years of marriage has been.
We're out of time, Gloria. We love you.
hey, honey, we're going to play the Church Triumphant from the Atlanta Homecoming, and where you waxed eloquently, as I try to do from time to time, but don't ever quite get there.
Wax on, wax off.
Honey, I love you. Have a good day, and I'll see you. I'll see you soon.
Okay, come home.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you, Gloria.
Bye.
Gloria.
Bye.
See you, Gloria.
Bye, all.
Ships been through some battles before. It's been through storms and tempests. And
rocks on the shore. Though the hull may be battered, don't worry about it. Inside, it's safe and dry, and my friend, it will carry its cargo to the port in the sky.
God has always had a people. Many a foolish conqueror has made the mistake of thinking that because he had driven the Church of Jesus Christ out of sight, that he had stilled its voice and snuffed out its life. But God has always had a people. The powerful current of a rushing river is not diminished because it is forced to flow underground. No, the purest water is the stream that bursts crystal clear into the sunlight after it has forced its way through solid rock. There have been charlatans who, like Simon the magician, sought to barter on the open market that power which cannot be bought or sold. But God has always had a people, men who could not be bought, and women who are beyond purchase. Yes, God has always had a people. There have been times of affluence and prosperity when the church's message has been nearly diluted into oblivion by those who sought to make it socially attractive, neatly organized, and financially profitable. It's been gold-plated, draped in purple, and encrusted with jewels. It's been misrepresented, ridiculed, lauded, and scorned. These followers of Jesus Christ have been, according to the whim of the times, elevated as sacred leaders and martyred as heretics. Yet through it all, their marches on this powerful army of the meek, God's chosen people, who cannot be bought, flattered, murdered, or stilled.
Was recorded at the Georgia Dome, probably what, in 98 or 99, at probably the largest paid gospel concert ever. There were 45,000 people there that day.
That's right.
Wow.
I mean, that was pretty amazing. And in that big old place, 40,000 people even rattled around. Here was our first classic look back tune, no better than the Cathedral Season.
This old house was to my children, this old house was to my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house was a rank where the left her. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the night the wind walks about. Ain't they gonna keep this house no longer? Ain't they gonna keep this house no more?
Ain't got time
to fix the shingles.
Ain't got time
to fix the floor.
Ain't got time
to oil the hinges.
Nor to mend the window pane.
Ain't they gonna need this house no longer? I'm getting ready to stay. This old house is a getting shaky. This old house is a getting. getting old. This old house lets in the rain, and this old house lets in the cold. Off my knees I'm getting chilly, but I feel no fear of pain, cause I see an angel picking through a broken window pane. Ain't they gonna need this house no longer? Ain't they gonna need this house no more?
Ain't got time to fix the ceiling, ain't got time to fix the floor, ain't got time to order the hinges, order the window and the pane. Ain't they gonna need this house no longer? I'm getting ready to meet the same.
Now my old hound dog lies asleep and he don't know I'm gonna leave, else he'd wake up by the fireplace and he'd sit there and howl and grieve. But my hunting day's over, I ain't gonna hunt the coon no more. Gabriel hunt on in the chat when the wind blew down the door. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor, ain't got time to blow out the hinges or the window to pay. Ain't gonna need this house no longer.
Yeah.
House no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
When the saints,
go marching in,
when the saints go marching in,
Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in.
October the 1st, 2004, White Hopper song was the Gospel World Singing.
Shouting Time?
Nope.
No.
What? After that. Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
There you go. I love that song.
Yes.
Here's a Bowling Family. Sunshine on a Rainy Day.
Sunshine on a rainy day. Joy in the midst of the pain. And he'll be strength when you're feeling weak. Those times you struggle to stand, he'll lend a helping hand. And I know if you'll just believe, he'll be. I am always asking for his help after failing miserably and depending on myself. Then I finally understand that if I've left it in his hands, and if I trust him, he will lead the way. And he'll be sunshine on a rainy day, joy in the midst of the pain. And he'll be strength when you're feeling weak. Those times you struggle to stand, he'll lend a helping hand. And I know if you'll just believe.
For someone who cares, are you tired of being burdened? Are you sick of being scared? Come and meet this friend of mine, and I'm sure that you will find that he is waiting just to help you see that he'll be sunshine on a rainy day, joy in the midst of the pain, and he'll be a strength when you're feeling weak. And those times you struggle to stand, he'll lend a helping hand. And I know if you'll just believe,
he'll be your everything.
I know if you'll just believe, he'll be your everything.
He'll be your
sunshine.
He will be your everything.
Guys, it's toy time. Think outside yourself and...
Take whatever you have and give it away.
Shelley was 6 years old, and the old man in the corner house was ornery and contentious beyond imagination. For reasons no one knew, he was angry at the world and everything in it. Everyone in the neighborhood would make a wide detour around his house. Everyone except little Shelley. She would just smile and say hello, and then she'd get a grunt in return. And she'd greet him with a cheery smile and ask him to play. And he'd just mutter and walk away. She'd even retrieve his newspaper from the bushes as he peeked out the window. Well, then, over time, a miracle began to happen. The old man started taking the paper from her hand, and then he would return her hellos, even with a smile. He began to watch her play hopscotch on the sidewalk and helped her learn to ride her new two-wheeler. The transformation was miraculous. See, sometimes we need to follow the example of the kindness of little children. They do the little things that cultivate kindness. Do a little thing today and just give it away.
You go.
Kids can do that.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Kids can do that. Gordon takes a song that we have heard many times and puts a new treatment to it. How many times have you been in the hospital in a very serious situation? You say, how are things going? You say, well, they're tough, but we're just taking it one day at a time. Mm-hmm. It's a great phrase. It's a great song. Listen as Gordon sings it.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Lord, help me to be all I can be in all that I am. Show me the stairway. To climb, Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from. Give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. And yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
Do you remember when you walked among men? Lord Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Cheating and stealing, violence and crime. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus,
that's all I'm asking from you. Give me the strength to do every day what I have to do.
Yesterday's gone,
one day at a time. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
Hi, this is Chris Allman with Greater Vision, and this is Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
You know, since this is our special 400th
out of zero.
Show, Kevin has done 161 of them, and may I say, you've added a wonderful dimension. And Tori has done 100 of them. And Tori, you've added a wonderful
yes,
special
you have.
Dimension. And here's your sweet husband at Red Rocks in Colorado. Singing, that's why they call it gospel music. I love this, as only Russ could do it.
From the mountains came a simple song, so pure and sweet you had to sing along. Full of faith and hope in a love that's true and tried. It spread like fire out across this land, cool as water to the desert sand. I do believe this song is just an echo from the other side.
And they call it gospel music. Somehow it gets inside and moves me. With its two and three and four part harmony.
This gospel's more than form and style, more than meeting every once in a while, and a whole lot more than feeling fine and talking about the good old days. The songs we love have lived for me and you, not because they're old, because they're true. And I proved it myself that serving Jesus really pays.
Call it gospel music. Somehow it gets inside and moves me. With its two and three and four part harmony. Something happens when I'm with my friends, singing about a love that never, never ends. Thankful that the good, good news.
Was the great Russ Taff right here on Celebration Edition of Homecoming Radio.
And here's a promise you can celebrate. Give away your life. You'll find life given back with bonus and blessing that's straight out of Luke.
Guys, throughout the program, we often refer to homecomingradio.com. So let's take a moment and tell the folks what it's all about. For example, they can find many Homecoming Radio programs, past and present, that they can listen to online.
Or you can get the latest information on the live homecoming tours, the dates, times, cities, and venues where you can come and see us in person.
There's also up-to-date information on the newest and most exciting Gaither videos that are recently available.
And it's the only place where you can stay in touch with all of us just by leaving us a note.
So the place for you to visit for anything related to homecoming is homecomingradio.com.
Check it out. You can even find a link to my website and Kevin's and Tori's.
That's homecomingradio.com. It's what it's all about. So take a cyber flight tonight. Find out for yourself
at homecomingradio.com.
That's homecomingradio.com. You'll enjoy the ride.
Y'all, this is fun. We get to play some of our favorite songs and hear from some of our favorite singers. And this is one of mine for sure. Kim Hopper, The Road Home on Homecoming Radio.
Stop until my home I see. On the road home, there's a hand that guides me. Happiness will find me on the way. On the road home, still anticipating the joy that is awaiting on the road home. Now on this journey there have been times when I have fallen, but then I found I did not walk alone. Because another traveler reached a helping hand to me and picked me up and set me on the road. On the road home, there's a hand that guides me. Happiness will find me on the way. On the road home, still anticipating the joy that is awaiting on the road home.
You know what, guys? I made, and gals, I've made an incredible discovery this weekend.
Oh, tell us.
And it will change my life. When I wash my hair in the shower, the warning label on the shampoo clearly says, for extra volume and body.
And?
Well, no wonder I've been gaining weight. So I've switched to the Dawn Dish soap, because that label clearly says dissolves fat that is otherwise difficult to remove.
Oh, okay. Incredible.
Well, I didn't know where that was going, Bill.
Well, you know what? I mean, I'm old, but I still learn.
Why don't you send your hair out like you used to?
No, that's my teeth.
Here's some notes from our friends left on Homecoming Radio. I hear you on Vision Radio down under in Australia.
Ooh.
Oh, my heart dances with the presence of God when I'm listening to the songs.
Good day, mate.
I delight in how much His Spirit moves me. May God continue to bring joy through your music. Mm.
This one says, traveling over the road can be discouraging at times, but knowing we can hear you on the satellite brings a rush of refreshment. Thanks for all you do. That's from Junior and Hazel, somewhere on the road.
Delbert says, greetings from Texas. Thanks for Homecoming Radio and the void it fills. There's not much gospel music in my part of Texas, but you guys make life a lot more livable. And bless each of you.
My wife and I work for the government in Hungary and depend on you to keep us in touch with gospel music. You bless our hearts, lift our spirits, and bring a smile to our face. You need to bring your joy to Hungary. Blessings, Bill and Michelle in Papa, Hungary. We were there last spring.
Yes.
Wow.
In Hungary. Incredible.
Bill and Michelle.
Yeah, and we had a wonderful time. And they gave me a Hungarian hymnal, which has Because He Lives in It. He Touched
Really?
Me.
Oh,
there's something about that name.
Goodness.
And to hear the people sing in their language those songs is pretty special.
It's amazing.
And you know what happened in Hungary? It happened in Romania when we were there. I mean,
Norway.
And Norway, they would sing Because He Lives. And I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Even happened in Alabama the other night. Truly. Lives has three syllables. And I'm from Alabama, so I can say it.
Here's a vocal band. I Believe in a Hill, called Mount Calvary.
I believe
been that kind of celebration, and we've enjoyed having you here to be part of it from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And thanks for being our friend and for listening each week. Keep listening, and we'll keep coming your way.
And if you cyber surf, homecomingradio.com. Listen to more of us online. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
Find out all the dates, times, and places for live homecoming concerts. Find out what's new in the world of Gaither videos. And leave us a note. Go do it now. Homecomingradio.com.
And on our 400th program celebration, wow, we want to give a big shout-out salute to every one of our stations on the Homecoming Network and say a sincere thank you for airing our program.
Salute!
You know, my buddy Jake Hess always brought joy to the lives of everyone, and he would always remind us, and he has done this from the very first program. Bill, thankfully, either get better or get worse or stay about the same. We can't do much about it. As much of a control freak as you are, we still can't do anything about it. So let's just leave it in his hands. It's been good. Thank you, thank you, thank you, folks. What a great run. Hope you'll be with us next week. Goodbye.
Bye. It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way. And until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.